You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 253 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for July 9th, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. What follows is audio from yesterday's live version of the podcast. I go live every day at 8 a.m. Central on social media at AttorneyDSY to discuss the material for today, answer legal questions, and mentor young lawyers. I hope you enjoy the discussion. So as we've been going along using Gary Vaynerchuk's book, Crushing It, as our resource, as our textbook, if you will, the question is, you know, now that we sort of have laid down the principles for how to build a personal brand, now we're going to go through the particular platforms to figure out which one we should use. And so the easiest one, I think, for me to talk about, and the one that Gary Vaynerchuk, I think, started on this and YouTube, is Twitter. And so we're going to do a little bit of Twitter 101. And the first steps are to listen and to put out content. So Gary Vaynerchuk says that Twitter remains the only pure social network, a place where people interact with content, with each other, and with events in a way that doesn't happen anywhere else, which I found fascinating because it's so true, right? It's really the place, it's one of the only places that doesn't really curate your content. If you think about, you know, what Facebook does with the Facebook algorithms, right, where you don't necessarily see everything that people post out, and that's because it's not a true reflection of what people are doing in terms of putting out content and responding to things. On Twitter, you actually see everything that people have posted, everyone that you're following, and you can also see the comments everyone put on. So the great thing about Twitter is that it is really a conversational tool. You can start a conversation, or you can butt into any conversation about any topic, and this engagement will make people seek out your content elsewhere. So again, I we talked about this before, but so an example is, you know, there's a conversation going on and you jump in, which you can do on Twitter. And that's a great thing, right? You don't have to be, well, maybe it's a great thing, but it could also be a detriment, right? You have a great conversation going on with somebody on Twitter where, you know, maybe someone posts an interesting article, you comment on it, giving maybe a legal perspective, and then some rando comes in and jumps into the conversation and tries to derail it. That's the bad side of Twitter. But the good side of Twitter is, you could really have an interesting conversation amongst the group of people, it's really a great and interesting way of continuing a great conversation, right? And so what you're hoping to do, first of all, I think the reason why, you know, Twitter exists, why most of these social media exists, was not necessarily to help people build business, but it was to keep people socially connected, right? And I know that there's a lot of, you know, bad news that people spread about social media. You know, I've done one of my emotional intelligence book club discussions was on how to avoid technology overload. But when done right, you really can get a lot out of interactions with social media, especially on Twitter, because it's really an up to the minute discussion. Because, you know, think about everything that happened with, you know, Black Lives Matter, with the protests, with the riots that happened. Twitter was a great way to see up to the minute what people were doing, because people were posting pictures, people were posting video, and people were going live. So you could see exactly what was going on in the moment. And if you use, and we talked about using hashtags in the past, if you look at certain hashtags, you could definitely see everything that was going on. And if you, you know, search it down to your community, you can see exactly what was going on in your community as well. So it's a great way to see sort of up to the minute reaction, up to the minute news. And then with conversations, how you can use it to build your business is if you get into conversations with folks and you don't try to sell them in the conversations. You know, again, it's kind of like a dinner party. you're not going to come up to somebody and say, hey, here's my business card. Would love to sign you up as a client. You're never going to do that. You're going to alienate people if you do that, right? But if you start a conversation with people, and maybe it goes to business, maybe it doesn't. But if you're an interesting person online, if you're able to have a really great discussion with somebody, it's going to make them click on your profile. And then they're going to see, oh, this guy's a lawyer. You know, it would be great to follow him. And then they're hooked on your content and you're able to, you know, do whatever it is that you want to do in your content. And then, you know, perhaps one day they will be a client. But again, it's not a immediate process where you're going to meet someone, you know, on Twitter and then you're going to sign them up as a client. I'm sure it happens, but you know, it's not something that you know, happens very often because it's not made for that way. It's a way to put goodwill out to show them that you're going to provide value, and then they're going to come and look at your profile and they're going to see your lawyer, and maybe, just maybe, they might sign up or they might refer someone to you. So the best way to start is by listening. That's how you start to engage on Twitter. You find conversation threads about the subject that you want to grow your personal brand around, and then you connect with people talking about that subject, reply in an interesting way that creates a connection. So again, what we've talked about in the past is you want to build your personal brand around a passion of yours. And it doesn't have to be the law. It just so happens that my passion is teaching people about marketing, sales, and leadership, and then how to grow your practice and be well at the same time. Don't get burned out while you're doing it. That's my personal brand, right? But that doesn't have to be yours. Your personal brand doesn't even have to be about the law. It could be about anything, anything that you're passionate about. It could be, you know, Grease the Musical. It could be, you know, scrapbooking. It could be, you know, hockey, baseball, whatever it is. Those are the conversations that you're going to find. And so get into conversations with people, show them that you're interested in that as well, get to know people online, and then eventually they're going to click on your profile. And that's a second way to engage. You're going to virtually grab these people and point them towards your website, YouTube channel, or podcast, whatever content you're putting out. And it could be content on Twitter as well. But that's why it's essential that you have your Twitter profile scoped out, right? That it's a full Twitter profile so people know where to look for you. So I'm just going to share my screen real quick so you can see some of what's going on. And so this is you should be able to see my screen. So this is my Twitter profile. And as you can see, it's pretty well, you know, decked out. There's not a ton of information, not a lot of room to put in a ton of information. So you can see, you know, it has, you know, a background picture that, you know, it displays what I do. And you could do it a lot of different ways. I just so happen to have this being communicated very heavily that I'm a lawyer because that's what my personal brand is around. So it's important to me to show that I have the lawyer chops as well as having this personal branding chops because, you know, to me, if people see, oh, he's talking about marketing branding for lawyers, but he doesn't really seem like he's a good lawyer, doesn't really seem to be talking about being a lawyer, then there would be a disconnect, right? And so it was important for me to showcase the fact that I'm a lawyer and what kind of law that I do. And then, you know, I have in my profile, you know, what my firm name, what I do, and then my platforms that I go on, right? My personal brand is built on my lawyer lifestyle podcast, as well as my lawyer's emotional intelligence book club discussions. And I have that right there. I have where I live and work, Chicago, because, you know, I want people to find me in my community. And then I have my website, my firm website is the link that's listed. And then I have just, you know, other dates that are, you know, I think populated as well. And so, yeah, so it's really important that you have your profile decked out because there's no point in starting a conversation with people to bring people to your profile if your profile isn't done. So you want to make sure that it's on. It'll take you literally, 10, 15 minutes to figure that out. And then so how do you find a discussion on Twitter? Very easy. You go up here. You can find this pretty much on any page that you're on Twitter. It's a search Twitter bar, and you're gonna type, I don't know, what should we talk about? Grease the Musical, since that's what I brought up. Grease Musical. I'm typing that in. So if you were, you could click on, so top will be, basically the conversation that is getting the most traction. So this first post, which has a video of, I don't know if this is the movie, I think it's the movie clip that they're showing. Latest will be most recent person that talked about Grease Musical was an hour ago. Imagine that, a movie from however long ago. People are talking about it today. And then you can look at people will show you Twitter accounts that are around Grease the Musical. So there's a Grease Musical UK tour. There's a high school production of Grease that has a Twitter account. And then that's pretty much, down the line. Photos will show you, interesting photos about Grease the Musical. Here are some photos, although that's not Grease, that's Wicked, interestingly enough. And then you can go see some videos based on that as well, and that video of the movie version popped up. So if you go to latest, hit the latest tab, you can see all the conversations that are going on, and you can, so if you're big into Grease, I've seen it a bunch of times on TV, but I'm not a huge fan, but so we have Robin who says, Grease is my favorite, and Dirty Dancing too, but my favorite's Oklahoma the Musical. So you can jump in and talk to this person. And then the other thing is too, if you go over here on the right where it says search filters. So if you're looking for people in your community, because, obviously, a lot of what we do is jurisdictionally based in law, right? So if I was looking for somebody from, the Chicagoland area talking about Grease, I would just click on near me over here on the search filter bar. And here we go. See it now, because this is such a niche, somebody hasn't commented on Grease the Musical since 2015 in Chicagoland, right? And if you refine the search a little bit to maybe just Grease or Grease the Musical, that might help as well. But you can see that this is a great tool to jump in. So, so if I was going to reply to Robin, what I do is I might click on her profile link and see where she is. So she's in Florida. She's volunteers at Special Olympics, seems like a good person. And so I might jump in and have a conversation with her, depending on what you want to do. So that is, I think, a good presentation of what you can do on Twitter to build your platform. And by the way, it's a long process, right? You can see, starting conversations with people and hoping to have people land on your profile and then hit your website, it takes a long time. That's, to me, the biggest con of, I think there's a lot of pros about Twitter, but the biggest con about Twitter is that it takes a long time to do this, because you're really just having conversations with random people, at least to start with, before you start finding your tribe and the people that you really want to have conversations with online. It takes a long time. It takes hours at first to develop this concept. So I think that's it for now. I think it was really great chatting with you all. And we'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow at 8 a.m. Central to talk more about Twitter. But I just want to, encourage you that building your personal brand is one of the great biggest things that you can do to help your practice, because you get to be seen as an authority in whatever area that you want to do. And again, build your brand around what you're passionate about. Because eventually, you're not going to put out great content unless you're passionate about what you're doing. And when you put out great content, then people are going to find out, oh yeah, he's a lawyer and I'm going to do business with him. Think about Gary Vee, right? Gary Vee puts out, he has a great personal brand. He puts out stuff about wine that he's passionate about. He puts out stuff about, social media and, building a brand, which is what he's very passionate about. And then people look and say, oh yeah, he's got a digital marketing agency. Maybe I can do business with him. And he's grown that business as well. So it's a great model to think about. And there are so many ways to build your business that, this is just one way to do it. And I'm taking you through the steps, and hopefully you're doing this along with me as well.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you weren't able to join the live version of the program, that's okay, because there's plenty of ways to join the discussion. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You could also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, @attorneydsy. I'm also on LinkedIn on my personal profile. So let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast, or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor. So please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club. We're continuing on with Dr. Chatterjee's book, The Stress Solution. The next session will be Wednesday, July 15th at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.